Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. On Saturday, the 6th of October, the London International Church of Christ are putting on a teaching day focused on the book of Deuteronomy, and I'm very lucky to be able to be teaching that. So here we are with a few teasers to help us get ready to whet our spiritual and biblical appetites for Saturday the 6th. Today we're looking at what happens towards the end of chapter 1 of Deuteronomy, when Moses reminds them of their lack of willingness to go into the promised land the first time they had opportunity. And we'll pick up the story in verse 42. The Lord said to me, "Tell them, do not go up and fight, because I will not be with you. You will be defeated by your enemies. So I told you, but you would not listen. You rebelled against the Lord's command, and in your arrogance you marched up into the hill country. The Amorites who lived in those hills came out against you. They chased you like a swarm of bees and beat you down from Seir all the way to Hormah. You came back and wept before the Lord, but he paid no attention to your weeping and turned a deaf ear to you. And so you stayed in Kadesh many days, all the time you spent there." Sad way to end chapter 1, an exciting opening preface to the whole book of Deuteronomy, and yet a negative. A reminder here, the time when they could have gone into the promised land, but they listened to the doubters, the majority, instead of the minority who were faithful. As a result, they were told that they would have to wander in the desert for 40 years, even though the land was available for them at that time. When they realize their mistake, they try to go and take the land in their own strength, and yet God says that won't work, and indeed the Amorites come out, and as it says here, chased you like a swarm of bees. Very graphic. What's happening? Moses is trying to make sure that they don't forget, they don't refuse to look back and see what God has already done. In the past, the Israelites were effectively saying, "We don't believe you, God. You say the land is available, we don't believe you. We're afraid." There was a lack of faith, and the consequences were that a whole generation died in the desert. Not because of murder, but because of unbelief, as it talks about in Hebrews 3, verses 16 to 19. And that unbelief is seen by God as wicked. That's an exhortation to us today, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11, "These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come." Why does Moses bring up their dirty laundry at the start of the book? Well, because it's good for Israel so that they do not go into the promised land thinking too highly of themselves, thinking, "Yes, we made it, we deserve this." He wants them to walk into the promised land and enjoy it and rejoice, but he wants them to walk in sober. The right perspective that they should be having is, "I can't believe God is going to let us have this land. After all these years, and after the fact that we have been so rebellious as a people, how lucky we are." Isn't that the right kind of feeling for a Christian to have? Not, "I deserve this," or "I have rights in the kingdom of God," but, "I am so lucky to be here. I can't believe that God would have me in his kingdom." That's the right perspective. And if we have that right perspective, then the Christian life will be a joy and never a burden. Well, there's a lot more to learn from the book of Deuteronomy, but I hope this is helping us to get ready for the teaching day. And I look forward to seeing you there on the 6th of October. Take care and God bless.